Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast produced by the Community Advancement Network based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a community calendar highlighting opportunities to get informed, get connected, and get engaged on efforts aimed at advancing equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. This podcast outlines several engagement opportunities through November 20th. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. At the very top of the podcast website is a link to the podcast calendar. We'll start this week's podcast by focusing on civic engagement, or more specifically, family engagement. Austin ISD holds this year's Family Academy on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. The sessions include trainings on effective advocacy for our children, the impact of COVID on mental health and wellness for us all, as well as information sessions on important programs like dual language, social-emotional learning, families as partners, and the Creative Learning Initiative. Tuesday and Wednesday sessions are virtual only, and the Thursday sessions are in-person only. On the post-election front, the group Women Vote has their monthly meeting on Tuesday, with the featured speaker this month being Evan Smith of the Texas Tribune. With regard to safety, the Underage Drinking Prevention Task Force has their quarterly meeting on Friday, November 18th, and they will feature a presentation on health data for youth from the Texas Department of State Health Statistics. We'll stick with health and wellness for our next event, which is that the Community Coalition for Health will hold its annual health fair on Saturday, November 19th. The fair takes place at the Boys and Girls Club of the Austin area headquarters. Other opportunities relating to basic needs include the Equitable Transit-Oriented Development Summit that takes place on Monday, November 14th. This is the plan that is intended to guide development near Project Connect transit stations. Also, with regard to the rights of renters in Austin, there will be a workshop on Thursday at Cepeda Library called Help for Renters. Before switching over to economic opportunity, for which we have a good number of events to mention, I'll mention a couple of equity-related activities. This week, the YMCA and the Black Men's Health Clinic host community learning conversation circles where you can learn about equity issues by sharing and listening to the experience of others. On Tuesday, the media outlet, the 19th, hosts a forum entitled The Future of the Workforce to examine what has or must change going forward given the changes in our workforce ushered in by the pandemic. We'll switch the focus over to economic opportunity for our community. Workforce Solutions holds regular career training orientation sessions in high need and high demand industries. Career training orientations for healthcare take place on Mondays. Career training orientations for information technology takes place on Wednesdays. And career training orientations for advanced manufacturing and skilled trades take place on Fridays. The Goodwill Launchpad Club meets Fridays at 9:30 a.m. to support individuals seeking help to kick off their job search. Also, on the economic opportunity front, the Founders Institute hosts an event called Founders Stories from Zero to Launch as part of Austin Startup Week to hear a variety of perspectives on the entrepreneurial journey. The City of Austin hosts BizAid, a business startup orientation session this week. And with regard to an education issue that can affect the kind of economic opportunity that a person might have, Raise Texas holds an event called Student Loan Debt Relief to learn the latest on the federal program on student loan debt relief and related litigation. We support local entrepreneurs by highlighting artisan markets and farmers markets. We can't list all activities, but this week we'll note the two recurring farmers markets hosted by the Sustainable Food Center on Saturdays near Republic Square and in Sunset Valley at the Tony Berger Center. Also, the Front Market returns for the fall season. The market is organized by Future Front Texas and is a market showcasing women and LGBTQIA+ creatives, designers, makers, and artists. This is the second of 4 weekends during which you can support these entrepreneurs. One final note on the economic opportunity front is a job fair for individuals 50 years of age and up that is hosted by Austin Up. This event is free to job seekers and will provide an opportunity to visit with local employers who have job openings right now while learning from some amazing recruiting professionals about how to put your best foot forward in today's job market. Now for our fun and free feature for this week, which is the final weekend of the Austin Studio Tour. The tour now combines the former East and West Austin Studio Tours into one citywide event presented across 3 weekends. This final weekend is the East Austin portion of the tour. Get on out there and support the artist and get a little exercise as you walk through Austin's East Side. I'll end the podcast by highlighting an event by, well, us, the Community Advancement Network. CAN will release its 14th annual CAN Dashboard on Wednesday, November 16th at 11 a.m. via Zoom. CAN staff and representatives from CAN partner organizations will review highlights from this annual snapshot of key socioeconomic indicators for Austin and Travis County. The report analyzes trends with regard to 18 indicators to gauge our overall community well-being in arenas such as public safety, civic engagement, basic needs, health, and economic opportunity. The report also includes an equity analysis to see where disparities by race and ethnicity may exist. Our podcast and podcast calendar are organized to mirror the dashboard so that this information may help us understand what we can do to move the needle in the right direction. Participate if you're able or visit our website, canatx.org, and click on Dashboard instead of Podcast to view the report and related research. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight on the podcast in the future. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.